We are learning Masechtas Makkos, Daf Chof Amud Aleph, and we're starting from the Mishnah on Daf Chof Amud Aleph. The Mishnah is continuing different Chayiv Ilavin. We know that there's much more Chayiv Ilavin than it's mentioned in these Mishnahs, but like Rashi says in the beginning of the Perek, that everything is mentioned in Chedushim that's brought down different Chedushim of these different Lavin. And we have another four Lavin in this Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah. HaKireach Karcha Bereishoy. Someone who makes a bald spot for a mace. That means someone is in a lot of tsar, a lot of pain because someone died in his family or his friend died, and he pulls out his hair and he makes a bald spot. That is an iser lav of lo yikruchu karcha b'roisham, and it's another posik as well in Parashat Re'eh, b'lo yisasimu karcha b'inenechem. We'll see why we need the two lavim. And that's a lav of making a bald spot on your head. The second lav in the Mishnah is a makiv pa'as roishoy, someone who cuts off his payas. And the third lav is v'amashchis pas ziknoi, someone who cuts off the beard, the part, the pace of the beard, the ends of the beard. And we'll see a little more what that means soon. V'asoyret srita achas al ha-meis, and someone scratches himself and makes himself bleed on a mace. The halach is, all these four cases are chayiv because of a lav. Now, sorat srita achas achamish meisim, if someone makes one scratch on five different meisim, oichamish sritas ha-meis achad, or five scratches five times, he wounds himself for one mace. Chayiv, a kol achas v'achas chayiv in each one. That's why Mishnah 4 said, "V'ser shvita achas al mace chayiv." Is coming to Bavar in this case that if he did one shvita on five maceim or five shvitas on one mace, we'll see. We learn from a pasuk, "Chayiv on each one a malchus." Each one's chayiv a separate lav of malchus. Ala roish shtayim. When someone takes off his payas, he's chayiv two malchus. Achas mekan, achas mekan. It says in the pasuk, Loisikifu pa'as reishchem, and we say that there's two sides of the payas. Now, the way that Rivon explains what payas is, he says that the head is made out of two pieces. He says, "Shtei payas yeshloi l'roish, sharoish k'shtei chatichos." The head is made out of two parts. Mokoim haseir chaticha achas. The whole head of here is like one piece of the skull. And the rest of the face is considered another piece of the skull. And when they meet each other, that's called the ends, the payas, the ends. It's like by the temple. This temple on this side, and the other side, the two sides of the head, are called payas. And we'll see in the Gemara on the Beis, and the way Rabbi Yvonne explains, that if someone evens out the area from his forehead to behind his ear, that's called cutting off the payas. So a person has two sides of payas. Therefore, if you take off all your payas, you have two malchus, because lesekiva pas reishcha means you can't cut off either side of the payas. So that's the halacha of payas. Ala zokain, on the beard, there's altogether five lavin. If someone shaves off his beard, he's chayiv five lavin. Ala zokain, shtayim mekan, v'shtayim mekan, v'achas melmata. Which again, the Rivon explains, there's a lot of machlokes are showing him these things, so we're going with the Rivon's pshat. The Rivon explains, the two and one is, goes like this. Take one side of the person, so the end of his jaw that's under his ear is one payah of the zokain. That means under his ear, going down, the end of his jaw, that's one payah. Then you go towards his chin, the other end of the jaw is the next payah. And the same goes to the other side, that's four. And then the chin itself, the middle itself, that's the fifth payah. So there's five lavin of someone who takes off his zakein. Rabbi Eliezer Eimer, im nitlu kulan ka'achas, in echayev al'achas. Rabbi Eliezer says, no, it's considered one lav. If you cut off your whole beard at once, you only have one malchus and not five different lavin. Another halach of the Tanakama, v'einei chayiv achi yitlenu b'ta'ar. You only chayiv if you remove it with a razor. Now, what are we referring to? The Rosh says, referring dafka to the beard. But the payas, even if it's, you're not taking it off with a razor, you take it off with the scissors, you're still chayiv. I'll read you the Lashon HaRosh. The Rosh says, a payas zokin kai, ava payas roish lei b'inan ta'ar. You don't need a razor. Someone evens out behind his ear to his forehead. Doesn't say that you need a geluach shalash chasa. Only by Zaken do you need a Tara razor, but the pay is a more chomer. Now the Rambam argues in that. Ram holds the same halacha, that both the payas and the zaken, you only chayev with a tar, with a razor. But lemaisa Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Pei Aleph Sif Gimel brings down the 2 days, and he says v'yesh lochosh for the shita of the rosh, that even without a tar, you're not allowed to cut off your payas. Rabbi Eliezer Eimer, I feel locked to. So what it means not well, scissors does not mean cutting it like a trimming your payas. It means to scissor ke'ain tar. That's what it means. You do it very short with a scissor. Rabbi Eliezer Eimer, I feel locked to b'mlaket oibiritni is chayif. So this is pashtus. That means a certain type of tool called a plane, which is some kind of sharp object that's used to cut things. So there, he says, even there, you don't dafka need a razor. Some taitch means a tweezer, but others says it means a plane, which means something they use to smooth things out. So the Tanakhama says it has to be dafka a razor. Rabbi Eliezer is machmir, he says, even loktu b'malket or ritni, you're still chayiv because of the isser of pasokin, you're still chayiv, even though it's not a razor, it's just a malket ritni, you're still chayiv. Ad kan, our Mishnah. So the first thing we're going to discuss is the lav of lo yikichu karcha, which is the lav of making a bald spot on a mace. Now the Torah, it's mentioned twice, the idea of lo yikichu karcha. One of them is by kahanim. It says in the beginning of Parashas Emor that vayoyimar Hashem al Moshe Emor al kahanim bnei Aaron v'mat leim l'nefesh lo yitam ba'amah. We're talking about this beginning of Parashas Emor. Pasuk Aleph says, talking about the kahanim. In the fifth pasuk it says lo yikruchu karcha b'roisham ufaas zikonam lo yigalechu v'sarom v'sifrus rotas. It says by the kahanim you shouldn't make a bald spot, and you shouldn't cut off your beard, and you shouldn't make a sarita uv'sarom. That's what it says. That's we don't say anything about mace there actually, and just says you know I'll do a bald spot. That's the parasha by kahanim. Now you have another parasha of karcha by in parashas. Re'eh, you have this pasuk, and this is in the beginning of Perek Yudalid, where it says, "Bonim atem l'Hashem elikechem." It says there in the pasuk, and they were talking about obviously of Gan's Klai Yisrael, not Dafka the Kahanim. It says, "Bonim atem l'Hashem elikechem." Lois is going to do, which we'll see in the Gemara later on, is a form of sarita, like we just learned before. We saw in the Baruch Kahanim, "Uvasarim lo yistru sarotas." Lois is going to do also means you shouldn't scratch yourself. We see maybe ones with a kli, ones with a yad. V'loisasimu karcha b'neinechem l'meis. And the end of that pasuk says, V'loisasimu karcha b'neinechem l'meis. So we have twice in the Torah the isser of making a bald spot. You have by parashas Emor, by the Kahanim, l'yikuchu karcha b'roisham. And you have, bonim atem Hashem l'kechem, v'loisasimu karcha b'neinechem l'meis. So remember those two pasukim. Zok the Gemara, Tana Rabbanu. L'yikuchu karcha, yachal afilu kerach, it says in the pasuk lo yikuchu. So you would think that even if I make 5 bald spots, only chayev one. Tamaloy ma lo yikuchu karcha. Extra word karcha. Lechayev al kol kricha v'kricha. Karcha v'karcha v'karcha. And we'll see what's the exact parameters of this halacha that you chayev for every single bald spot. We'll see in the Gemara, but we'll see tomorrow later on, but the Brice is saying for the extra word karcha, we learn that you chayef every single karcha. It says, L'yikuchu karcha b'roisham, b'roisham atam alaymar, l'fish and emar, and the revong is not really extra, but what are we taking out of b'roisham? L'fish and emar, l'yisuskoydu, l'yisima karcha b'yenechem l'meis. It says by the pasuk of b'anam atam shem l'kechem, it says, l'yisima karcha b'yenechem l'meis, yochalo yechayef elal b'yenechem l'vad, which means what? It doesn't mean between your eyes. Not most people don't have hair between their eyes, but lemaisa the it means maybe by the makom of tefillin. Maybe the whole isser of karchas dafka beinenechem means by the makom of tefillin, like the Rivon says. The bottom Rivon says barosh somach abadachas. It means maybe by the head near the forehead between your eyes, which is the makom you put your tefillin. Maybe that's the only place with the isser to make a bald spot. Tamaloymar. So it says Loyokalakhavalabinaimbavadamnailravis kalaroish. Hey, you know the whole head. Anyway on the head there's an isser. There's a lab to make a karcha, tamaloy barosham. The ravis kalaroish. So the reason why it says barosham by kahanim is to teach us that anywhere in the head you chayef a karcha. Pasuk the Gemara, vainly alabakahanim. Shereba Abraham Kosmos is Yeseris. Maybe Dafka Hanim have his Chumra that I can't make Karcha anywhere ahead. Because the Kahanim have all the mitzvahs. They have Tumah and all the mitzvahs. Yisrael Menayim. Nema Kan Karcha Abraham Lahalan Karcha. Here it says Karcha and it says Karcha Abai in Parash Rei. Ma Lahalan Chayav I call Karcha V'Karcha. Ma by Koyin. First of all, it says extra Karcha. Teach you Chayav in every Karcha. V'Chayav Ala Royish Kibrei Naim. It says Baroish Shom. Teach us anywhere on the head you Chayav. Afkan by Yisrael also chayev a kol karcha v'karcha v'chayev al roish kamei naim. He chayev in every single bull spot. He chayev al roish kamei naim. Umal halon. Now how do you know it's dafka al meis? Umal halon by the pasuk of Yisrael says al meis beinechem lemeis dafka for someone who dies. Someone ripped out his hair. Afkan al meis. Here also al meis. So we're learning that they both complement each other. Two parishes complement each other, and even though one's talking about a kahanim, we still learn out from the word karcha karcha that they're both the same thing. They learn, they cross reference from each other, learn out from each other the halachas that each one has. So I want to ask now the question that we mentioned before. Hani dalad vehei karichos heichidami. How is it possible that you chayev for 4 or 5 bald spots? That means if someone pulls out his hair on a mace and he pulls out 5 hairs, he's chayev 5 times? What does it mean that you chayev 5 malchus? What does it mean? If it was 5 times, one after another, and 5 different asrois, and like every time in between you got a new asra, so then pshita, you don't need an extra pasuk of karcha for that. Pshita the ichayiv 5 different lavin. Every asra separates the iser, and you chayiv each one on top of the chof on base. Elo b'chad asra. So elo mayiv, it's one asra. Mi mechayiv, not chayiv, at time within the Mishnah. Nozir. A nozir is not allowed to drink wine. So nozir says, "Shoy said yain kol ayoyim, ain't a chayev alachas." If it's one asra, he said, "You told the nozir, no, by the way, your halacha is you're not allowed to drink wine. Ain't drinking wine the whole day. You're the chayev one. Omr le al tishta. If you give him 2 asrois, who shoy said chayev kol achas v'achas, chayev in each one." So the kasha is that what is the case of chayev 5 times? The Ramban is bothered that maybe the extra word karcha was teaching you not like nozir, that maybe even with one asra you chayev everyone. But I think the Ramban answers that we didn't want to say like that because it's not mistavra such a halacha, and therefore it's shver. What exactly is the case and the qualification that you chayev for 5 krichas? What's the case? So Gemara says I'm going to give you a case in between that it's not a new asra of everything. That's pashut. One asra is only chayiv once. What's the case? Letzricha, the soch chomach etzbeis of nosha. He soaked his 5 hands with a cream that takes out the hair. This cream, this chemical, takes out the hair and doesn't grow back, Rabbi Yvonne says. And he soaked his 5 fingers with this with this cream. And nosha, v'asfonu v'as achas, and he put it through his hair at one time. And he said, you're not allowed to do that on a mace. And that's a asra for each one. So the Rivon explains, it's 5 different krichos, v'chada asra. The kim de vas achas kovid, my chazes d'chayla asra hai, etzpat feim hai. Each etzpat's really a different karcha. And the asra is chal on each one. So here's a case where it's not mamish 5 asras, but on the other hand, it's 5 different mices with one asra, which makes asra chal on each one separately, and therefore here you have a case where you can be chayim on 5 different karchas, and that's the learning of the pasuk of karcha. Mekama shir karcha. What is the shir of what's called a karcha? What is called a bald spot? What's the shir? How much hair do you have to cut out to be called a karcha and to be chayim malchus? Ravuna amar kadei shiurim roishay. As long as there's a bald spot, you can see the skull, any even the smallest spot. Some say you have to build even afar, but that means as long as you see the head, that already is the chal the lav already. And we're going to have 3 shittas mitzvah Hashem over here. Ravuna makdesh yirah meroisha. Rav Yechid Amar Mishum Alezer Rav Shimon kegris, the size of a bean, size of a gris. Kitanoi kamashir karcha. One man the other says kegris. Acherim Amar makdesh yirah meroisha. They see the bald spot. So far we have 2 shittas, either gris or yirah meroisha. There's really 3 tanoim who argue about this. You can see the skull. Around 2 cyrus. The eco the mapic shtei cyrus. They take out 2 cyrus. Umayil b'kadosha, and they put in the kadosha as a lentil, and v'simonich to remember how much to remember exactly how much, what's the shear, the third mashishita, and shouldn't make a mistake, that it means two sairois, the shemonik is a mishnah maseches negoim, baheres kegris, umichir kaadosha. It says there, we have in this week's parash Tazria, there's a shear negas kegris, and there's a simon tumah called michya, and michya is like a lentil size. So you see, gris and adosha, that helps you remember that wasn't shtei sairois. All the shita was, Kadasha. Just recap here. We have three shitas. What's called karcha? Is it the bald spot, or it's gris, or it's adasha? And this man, the Yamov says, instead of adasha, stay Cyrus. How big is a gris? How big is adasha? A gris is three adashim by three adashim. That's how big a gris is. A bean. It's bigger. And adasha is four Cyrus. By two Cyrus by two Cyrus, it comes out the gris is 36 Cyrus altogether. That's how big a gris is. 36 hairs. How big is adasha? I don't remember exactly. I think it's four hairs. I'm pretty sure it's four hairs altogether. That's the size. Then we have a shita two hairs and a shita kadesh yirah meroisha. But a gris is a much bigger shear. To be chayiv, it's more cool to kashir. To be chayiv malchus, it has to be kashir of a gris. And we have here, different man diomer, if it's sheer gris, or if it's sheer adasha, or if it's sheer kirim roisha, and the one side, shtei sairis. And the way to remember the new shita that's kadasha, not shtei sairis, is if you remember the Mishnah Negoim that says, Baharis kagris, or michya kadasha.